AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Residents of the Houston area are being warned not to leave their homes this morning. They got as much as 10 inches of rain there last night. Some roads are impassable. Power is out for tens of thousands of residents. Four people are dead in the Texas weather nightmare and 12 missing. Governor Greg Abbott toured the area along the swollen Blanco River and said the damage is just stunning.
You cannot candy coat it. It's absolutely massive.
The flooding is so severe that there were still hundreds of people stranded at Houston's Toyota Center this morning after last night's Houston Rockets playoff game. Now to Cleveland, where we're hearing that there is a settlement with the Justice Department, which had been investigating police practices. Here's our Martin DeCaro.
A senior federal law enforcement official tells the AP an announcement is expected this week. Word of the settlement comes 2 days after a white police officer was acquitted of manslaughter for shooting 15 rounds into the windshield of a car carrying two black suspects in 2012. That case prompted an 18-month federal investigation. The Justice Department report cited examples of patrol officers who unnecessarily endangered lives by shooting at suspects and using stun guns on handcuffed suspects. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
The media landscape is changing. Time Warner Cable is being bought by Charter Communications. This is a $55 billion deal, and it creates one of the largest pay television and broadband operators in the nation. Overseas now to Iraq, which says it's going to take back Ramadi from Islamic militants. The operation's underway, says Baghdad. Ramadi, by the way, is only about 80 miles from Baghdad. An Iraqi spokesman says government forces have surrounded Ramadi from three sides. This is AP Radio News. Health officials are concerned about a disease that's been diagnosed in a man just back in the States from Africa. Here's our Ross Simpson.
A New Jersey man died Monday evening after being diagnosed with Lassa fever, a frightening infectious disease from West Africa that is rarely seen in the U.S. The man recently returned from Liberia, arriving at New York City's JFK International Airport on May 17th. He grew critically ill after his return, suffering from multiple organ failure. Lassa fever is not spread through casual contact, and for that reason, health officials don't think there is cause for public alarm. I'm Ross Simpson.
Two of B.B. King's heirs who've been most outspoken about the care he received in his final days have accused King's two closest aides of poisoning him. But the attorney for King's estate is calling that ridiculous. Police say there's no active homicide investigation. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.